So our listener Rob's been dating this woman for 8 months. Things great until he met her daughter. Now, this one thing he saw kind of thrown him for a loop. It's group therapy. Let's get into it.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. So I met this great woman through a dating app.
Okay.
And we've built this solid relationship in the last 8 months.
Nice.
She's beautiful, smart, single mom with a great personality.
Okay.
She's really everything I could hope for, except for one thing that's now making me hesitate.
Oh.
She recently invited me to her five-year-old's beauty pageant.
Okay.
It's something they do like every other week, many times involves some travel.
Okay.
Ben, I know your daughters did dance competitions for years, so maybe you can shed some light on this.
Okay.
From what I witnessed, though, it seems like a totally toxic culture for this age. The excessive wardrobes, the makeup, the pressure. I was stunned to see her scold her daughter for messing up, and the brokenhearted look on her daughter's face was almost enough for me to step in.
Mm.
I didn't, because it's not my place, but if this is such a big part of their life, I'm not sure I can get on board with that and continue the relationship.
Oh.
Things were amazing before I saw this side, and now I really can't unsee it. I'm not a parent yet, so I feel like I shouldn't judge, but that just totally hit me wrong. Can anybody explain this to me?
I mean, if you're not on board, you're not on board. Like, you know, if the kid, listen, if the kid loves to do it, then let the kid do it. My daughters were in Irish dance, competitive Irish dance for years.
But did you ever scold them if they messed up and danced?
No.
The part never he's got a problem with.
Never did that.
Is he, almost, and you know, we did competitive cheer. It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, like
there's hair, there's makeup, there's pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But,
and there is a side. I mean, you know, you can, when you go to these competitions, as we did, we traveled to different cities. We went to these competitions. We traveled overseas to go to these different competitions.
Yes.
And there are sides of, I think, every probably youth sports that has a wild side to it. And, you know, there was some of that in competitive Irish dance. You know, we saw some of the parents that got way too into it.
Well, and that's the thing. I think if I'm reading into this, he's got the biggest problem with the fact she's five and mom's scolding her for doing something, you know, messing up on stage.
Well,
or something.
Like I said, I think if he doesn't jive with it, then maybe.
Well, that's the thing. He does just needs this to overshadow everything else that's good in the relationship?
I don't know. That's the tough one. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. 502-795-1997.
I mean, you know, it could be, if you've seen Toddlers and Tiaras, maybe it's that kind of a thing. And he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It can be jarring for someone that's never witnessed that world.
Mm.
And I'll say that seemed like a little much. I'm sure there's a scale of extreme to not as extreme when it comes to that, but he witnessed some stuff that I think he's just,
I mean, you gotta talk to the mom at some point and just be like, hey, is this normal?
She's five. Do we need to be that intense?
I mean, and how did the kid react when she was scolded? Did she cry? She
said she looked brokenhearted.
Yeah.
And that kind of broke his heart. It was like, look at this 5-year-old who thinks she just let her mom down.
Yeah. All right. 502-795-1997. Have you been in this world? Do you know what Rob is talking about? Have you dealt with that? I think your story could probably help. 502-795-1997 is our number. Voice note, you can always send that or you can text or call. We'll take some of your stories on the way. We've kind of gotten back into, at our house at least, watching a little bit of Abby Lee Miller's Dance Company, Dance Moms.
Oh, man.
99.7 DJX.
My daughter sucked me into that.
I'm telling you, the drama is so high with that.
It's insane.
If you've never heard of it, it's like a dance company out of Pittsburgh, and she got famous probably 10, 12 years ago, 15 years ago, maybe even. But like Maddie Ziegler, Maddie Ziegler came out of her dance studio. You know, she did all those music videos for Sia and everything.
And didn't JoJo Siwa?
I think JoJo Siwa may have also, yes. So it's just insane. But it really highlights more than just the kids. It highlights the relationship between the moms and Abby Lee Miller. So it's...
And I think, you know, it's the parents that end up making those environments toxic more times than not. Now, it's important to point out, as Trina says, that not all are like that. She says, as a pageant mom of two pageant daughters, I first want to say, ew. It shouldn't be like that. The scolding her for it is wild behavior. Right. If they love it, let them do it. Stay away from the toxic ones, though. We've been in All-State Cheer and Ballet. It's everywhere. However, you're not the parent, so you have no opinion. But if it makes you not want to be in the relationship because you don't like how mom parents, let the relationship go now. And not all pageants are like toddlers and tiaras. Don't assume that. There are some really good ones based around community service. Some of these pageants really give pageantry a bad name.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, this is group therapy. Rob has been dating his girlfriend for about 8 months, met her 5-year-old daughter who's in the pageant world. And then,
and he was just turned off because he saw mom scold her.
Yeah. And he was like, whoa.
She's
That felt wrong. Yeah. And, you know, you being in like the competitive cheer world and me in the competitive Irish dance world, like there are parts of that, sure, but there, I think overall, at least in my experience, it's been positive.
Oh yeah, like we had a great set of moms who were always just like, we're just kind of there to be like, you did great, you know. If they're upset about if they missed a move or whatever, our job is to be like, nobody noticed it. Here's the thing, you're the only one that knows the routine. The rest of the audience didn't know. It's only, you know, on your face. Just keep your face happy and everything's fine.
Yeah, so I think it's weird for Rob. So I would almost say, yeah, you gotta say something to the mom.
Yes, especially if I think the alarming behavior is the scolding her when she's 5 for doing something wrong, making a wrong turn, whatever, on stage.
And look, Sierra makes a good point on Facebook and says, hey, you got to see what kind of parent she would be towards a kid that you two would have one day.
Yes.
So, you know, just kind of keep that in mind.
Right. And Brent's a dance dad and pageant dad for young girls. He said that can be extremely toxic coming from a father who had 2 daughters in it for years. Mm-hmm. If the kids want to do it, they're going to have ups and downs.
Yeah.
But make sure mom's aware of how you feel.
Sure.
Otherwise, it's not going to work out. He said, I had the conversation with my ex about how intense the parents were with the girls. And now only one of my daughters do dance. Mm-hmm. And 100% agree. My younger daughter wasn't having fun. And so now it's all about softball. You just kind of pivot. As long as the kids are enjoying it and having fun.
Well, I think that is probably for anything.
Oh,
right?
Of course.
As long as they're having
for
fun.
Sure.
Yes, exactly.
But in this situation, yeah, he's absolutely got to like maybe approach it with her. And maybe mom doesn't realize how intense
or
she's
how
it being
comes
about
off.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And maybe that could be a wake-up call for her, too. But I would at least have a conversation about it. And if not, consider maybe walking away.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That's group therapy.